State Farm sets an ambitious goal to reduce its own greenhouse gas emissions.
That being a good neighbor means not just doing business with you, but we want to work alongside of you.
That's State Farm VP Jenny Greminger. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Wednesday, March 31st. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with Bloomington Normal's Republican congressman reacting to COVID vaccination efforts. Congressman Rondi Davis was in Bloomington yesterday touring McLean County's vaccine distribution site at Grossinger Motors Arena. Davis says there's light at the end of the tunnel, but to be patient with the process if you're not yet eligible or can't find an appointment. He says vaccine production will ramp up significantly over the next few weeks.
Just like, remember, a year ago, nobody could get PPE. Now you can buy masks everywhere. No one's worried about hand sanitizer or toilet paper. That's going to happen with vaccines because we are producing and producing and producing.
Davis is encouraging people to set their political stances aside and get the vaccine when they're eligible. A recent Marist poll indicated nearly half of Republican men say they won't get a shot when they're offered. Davis got both his doses and says others should do the same.
The last thing that should have a political litmus test is a vaccine that is going to help you from being hospitalized by this disease.
Davis says he's confident all Americans who want a vaccine will be able to get one by the May 1st deadline set by President Biden. Bloomington Normal's other congressman, Darren LaHood, made a stop yesterday in Peoria. He praised the Biden administration's vaccine distribution efforts. LaHood gives credit for vaccine development to Operation Warp Speed, a Trump-era initiative, but he says Biden has managed the rollout well.
Passing off to the Biden administration, the number one thing that they are responsible for is getting the vaccine out, and I think they're doing a good job with that, right? The more that we can get the vaccine produced and get it distributed in an efficient and effective way, the better. I think that's being done.
LaHood says he's fully vaccinated too. Around 14% of the U.S. population is. That's just a smidge ahead of McLean County's pace of 13.5%. Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. 30 McLean County residents are now hospitalized with COVID-19. That's the highest total since mid-January, continuing a six-week trend of increasing hospitalizations. A recent University High School graduate, 19-year-old Derek Nanny, was one of two Iowa State University students who died last weekend in a boating accident. And a potential fourth wave of coronavirus infection could affect a planned May 1st reopening date for the Children's Discovery Museum in Normal. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. State Farm says it will reduce its greenhouse gas emissions by half by 2030. That's the big takeaway from the Bloomington-based insurer's first environmental, social, and governance report. It comes as insurance companies are increasingly concerned with climate change and its impact on costly, severe weather events like wildfires and hurricanes. I spoke with State Farm Vice President of Administrative Services, Jenny Greminger, who oversees its enterprise environmental sustainability team. She explains how they're going to reach that goal.
We recently finalized a renewable power purchase agreement for City Line and the Richardson Data Center, which are both of our major facilities in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We are also exploring sustainable solutions for fleet vehicles, energy-efficient capital projects, virtual power purchase agreements, and green natural gas. So we've got a lot that we're looking into and just kind of doing a deep dive in.
You mentioned some of the renewable energy stuff you're looking to do at the hub locations. What about facilities in Bloomington, Illinois here? I would assume those buildings are a little bit older. And I wonder, does that make it harder to achieve your sustainability goals? And what goals do you have in mind for these Bloomington properties?
Yeah, Ryan, you're spot on. It is more difficult, but it is absolutely on the table. And so we have to approach it a little bit different. So we lease our buildings, for example, the ones that I mentioned in Dallas, we lease those. And so, we've got a tenant relationship. And here in Bloomington, we own the facilities here. So we've got kind of different, it's not really an apples-to-apples comparison, but some commitment in Bloomington we are absolutely looking into. It's just a different approach.
Do you have an example of what you'd be looking into in Bloomington?
You know, right now, we're really open to, we're going to have to look into wind. We're going to have to look into solar. We're already doing some things that are going to reduce emissions. Those are more internal practices. So we eliminated all plastic from our facilities in terms of vending machines, cafeterias. We're eliminating all that single-use plastic. We are going to reduce, if not eliminate, desktop printers and just discourage that printing of paper. We've got a lot of customer initiatives that will reduce that amount of paper. So right now we've got a lot of initiatives that we're doing internally, and we're also looking at just how, with these great big buildings, how do we run them more efficiently and just more green.
So State Farm is also looking at, you know, more sustainable options for your giant fleet of vehicles. What are you looking at there?
We're going to follow the science, and we're going to ensure that we have proper metrics in terms of the kinds of strategies that we develop and then what initiatives we actually chase. And so it's so important that you understand what your emissions are. And obviously, we have a very big fleet of vehicles, and that is where we see great opportunity to reduce our greenhouse gas emission. Now, what that will look like, we're studying a number of different options, but, you know, certainly we're learning a lot through this environment that COVID has forced us into in terms of how do you just work differently. And, so there's going to be an effort that says, how do we just overall reduce our fleet? And then for those fleet vehicles that we do need, what is the best alternative there?
You know, the science certainly points to climate change affecting the severity of some of these big weather events that your customers experience and you experience yourself as a company. Can you connect the dots for me between, you know, climate change and the business case for some of these changes?
Yeah, you know, as I mentioned, we're going to chase the science. And so there is, there's a lot of data out there that suggests things that a business like ours can do to reduce not only our greenhouse gas emission, but also how do we help the customer reduce theirs?
At State Farm Vice President of Administrative Services, Jenny Greminger. You can find a full link to the report at WGLT.org. Before we let you go, the McLean County Board's Rules Subcommittee meets today at 4:30. On the agenda, you guessed it, proposed changes to county board rules. That is it for today. Support for WGLT's Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at cira.com.